to Legacy Game Changer. I'm your host, Vanetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. I have a great show for you today. On today's episode, my guest is Ben Rusk, and we'll be discussing how to invest in gold and silver. So I know you're listening, and I know you're ready. Let me tell you a little bit about Ben. Ben is a business coach and mentor, gold miner, and a technology guru. Ben has a goal to educate average people on the process of buying gold and silver. He would like to help 100 people exchange some assets into gold and silver. So let me welcome Ben to my podcast. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Start off by just giving the audience a little bit of information about your background.
Certainly. So I have spent a 32-year career in technology. I had a goal early on that I wanted to develop video games. I got a call one day, and that dream came true. A company called me and asked me to come to work for them, and I couldn't get there fast enough. Having been a lifelong career goal, I accomplished it. And then one day I sat back and said, you know, what am I going to do next? And, you know, I had to discover that for myself.
You know, we got to ask the question, what video game did you develop?
I'm sure. So I worked for a company called Wizards of the Coast. They are a subsidiary of Hasbro. We've all heard that name. Mm-hmm. And the video game that I created was Magic the Gathering Online and Magic Arena.
Okay, great.
So I'm sure some of your audience may have heard of those names. So at 53, I decided to retire from corporate America. Now, I had already been a successful gold prospector and miner for many years, but then I came across an opportunity in gold and silver, and with what I learned, I knew immediately that it needed to be my mission to educate people on what I had discovered. And so that kind of brings us to where we're at today and why I'm here on the show.
All right. So when did you start collecting silver coins?
So I actually began collecting, you know, we've all seen the silver dollars with Eisenhower on it. And we may, you know, some people may have seen the Morgans or the Standing Liberty coins. Well, those technically are just dollar currencies in the U.S. economy. Now, my grandmothers used to give those to me on my birthday, and I thought it was just the most amazing thing in the world. You got this big, heavy, you know, coin that was, you know, four times bigger than a quarter, and it had some weight to it. And so I started collecting all of those that they had given me since I was very young. Probably when I was 8 years old, I started collecting those.
Is certain years more valuable than like the coins that's made in 1930 or 60s or 20? Are they more valuable based on what year they were produced?
So what people commonly refer to as clad is all of the silver coins that were produced before 1964. They were like 90% silver. What's happened to our coins since then is they've begun creating a wafer. So it's silver, copper, silver. So the front and the back looks like silver, but the inside of the coin, like if you look at the edge of a quarter, you'll see the copper center. And so that's 1964 is when they started introducing copper. They basically, what they were doing was devaluing the currency because it was cheaper to use copper to make a quarter than silver.
Yeah. So, how did you get started in gold mining? That sounds interesting.
It was a very interesting day, let me tell you. A friend of mine who was in Helena, Montana, I was living there at the time, said, hey, you want to come out with me today? I'm going to go panning. And I said, sure. Wasn't quite sure what he had meant by it at first. But when he took me out and we started we literally took like a dustpan brush and we were just brushing the material, the dirt that was on top of a rock into a pan, you know, a miner's pan. And we began to you know, put it into the water and, you know, sluice out the material to recover the gold. And it didn't take very long at all before I started seeing gold in the pan. And I went, are you kidding me? Is it that easy? He says, yeah, you can go out and just pick gold up out of the ground anytime you want. And that's what started my mining career. It's like, of course, I'm just a small scale miner at this time. It's nothing like you see on Gold Rush or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But just having the knowledge of what it takes to go out and locate and pull gold out of the ground was an amazing experience. And I teach people how to do that today.
Oh, so do they have to come to your area so you can show them? Do they have to come to Montana, or is it other places that you can find gold?
Gold is almost everywhere. It's just a matter of how tough it is to find it and extract it. So most of the gold is in what we call hard rock mining, where you actually have to crush the rock to get to the gold. And that usually appears in mostly wherever you find quartz. Not all the time, but if you find quartz, you're likely to find gold. And if you crush the quartz, you may find gold inside of it. But there's also placer gold, which is basically gold veins that have eroded and rolled down the hill into the stream and then went down the stream. You know, that's placer mining. That's when you go out to the riverbanks and look for gold there. So there's ways to learn that. And if your audience is interested in that aspect of finding gold, you know, have them reach out to me, and I have some information on that I can send them.
So what are your thoughts on what is better, gold or silver, or what's your take on both of them?
So, you know, gold and silver has been actually real money for over 5,000 years. If you go back in time, you know, you can find in the Bible where it's referenced that, you know, transactions were being handled via gold and silver. So the fact that it's held its value throughout time is a good indication of, you know, the store of value that it provides. For example, in 1965, silver was worth $1 per ounce. So a 1965 Ford Mustang cost $2,500 or 2,500 ounces of silver. In 2019, $2,500 might get you a set of tires on a brand new Ford Mustang. But 2,500 ounces of silver would actually have bought you two brand new Ford Mustangs in 2019. So Wow. That's an example that we use on how well silver and gold holds its value as opposed to the U.S. currency. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back with more of this interesting information.
Hey, everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved one. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. So thanks for holding on there. I got a major question for you, Ben. Would you buy a gold coin or Bitcoin?
So one of the things that I've learned since I've retired from corporate America is that vehicles have a purpose. So when we were just graduating from high school, everybody told us to go out and get a job and put our money in the stock market. And that's great. That was the vehicle that we had at the time. Now kids graduating from high school have a choice between stock market and cryptocurrency. And again, that's great. Everybody has to make a decision on where they're going to put their money. Those two vehicles, I believe, are vehicles to grow your wealth. The problem is both of those markets can fluctuate. So the smart move is to decide whether or not what your exit strategy is from those markets. And what I teach my children that I have come to understand is that when you make profits, that is great, but you have to decide where you're going to store it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the flow chart that I've put together for my kids is go ahead and put your money, diversify your money into the vehicles that are going to grow it. But then you have to have an exit strategy to move that money out into something that's going to hold its value. And the only two things that we have found so far to hold value over time is real estate and precious metals. So it's not a matter of which one would I buy, gold coins or Bitcoins. It's a matter of when would I buy them. So I would buy income producing assets to grow that wealth. And then I would have an exit strategy to move that wealth into an asset that continues to deliver income, like real estate or gold and silver.
Who would benefit the most from your type of education that you provide?
So I think that everybody could benefit. I can help the average person that's looking to diversify their portfolio how easy it is to decide to move small increments of their wealth, from, say, a savings account or even an IRA into, or even cryptocurrency into precious metals. We have a vehicle for the average person to do that with ease. Coin collectors, our memberships come with exclusive rights and access to coins that we are seeing get 400% to 900% return within 3 to 4 months, because they are, so collectible coins are assets that based on their availability, the mintage. So if you have a collection of coins that have a low mintage, or there's only been a few that have been produced, the supply and demand equation of that just means that more people are going to want it and drive the price up. And we are definitely seeing that with our exclusive membership coin collecting opportunities. Gold and silver investors, they like our memberships because they're getting dealer direct pricing with no minimum and no maximum limits. They can buy as much gold and silver as they want 24/7 through the membership portal. And entrepreneurs, people that want to work from home, we have a program that allows them to introduce these memberships to other people so that they can help people secure their assets in precious metals and try to avoid some of the volatility of what's happening with our currencies today, with the government printing money like there's no end. It's just driving the value of dollars down, and storing it in a bank doesn't make any sense because they're already talking about negative interest rates. They're mm-hmm. going to charge you to hold your money in a bank, even in a savings account.
And the savings account is not even giving you any interest anyway. What, 0.25?
Right. But it's going to start costing you money to keep your money in the bank.
Wow.
That's what a negative interest rate is.
And one of the main questions I ask my anybody that's on my show is, what does a legacy, leaving a legacy, mean to you?
You know, honestly, you know, I just want to help people understand that we were not taught how to manage our money in high school. They sent us out into the world and they said, good luck, you know, do your best. And there was no roadmap, no guidance, no mentorship. You know, our parents thought a 401k and Social Security was, that was the plan. That's the roadmap that they left us with. And what I want to do is I want to educate people to leave a roadmap legacy for our next generation and teach them what the rich have been teaching their children forever. It's how to make money, how to invest it, how to protect it. And if we just show them the vehicle to do that with, it's simple and easy to understand. I believe that everybody has put money in a bank and transferred money between their savings account and checking account, and they've gone to an ATM machine and made a withdrawal. What if investing in gold and silver was that simple? That's what we have done. We have created a membership and a portal that allows people to do exactly with gold and silver what they've been doing with checking and savings and debit cards for years. So they will not struggle with our membership portal. It will be that simple.
Okay, that sounds good. So how can people get the information about your membership?
So I've created a simple website. Just go to 206gold.com. And you can get all the information about the membership, and it will lay out the membership options there. I mean, the people that created the membership portal, the vision that they had when they created that was, we want to make it as simple as buying a Sam's Club or a Costco membership. And we want to give you all the benefits that we can think of to provide value for the cost of the membership. So you'll look at the membership and look at all the benefits that come with it and decide which one's right for you. But I tell you, I have had so many benefits that I didn't even recognize when I first got my membership that, you know, it just blows you away that the value just keeps coming and coming once you discover what's all in the membership portal. So 206gold.com.
If I buy the membership, will I have you as a coach?
Absolutely. Yep. So on 206gold.com, just fill out the form and you'll be in direct contact with me.
Oh, great. And thank you very much for being on my podcast. I know this has been very great information for my audience.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to be on your show today.
This has been Legacy Game Changer. I am Zanetta Rogers, of course. You can reach me at legacygamechangers@gmail.com or text me at 443-906-3882. Have a blessed day.